Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
This is another Money Show. Get set for another hour of the latest financial information and economic news affecting your bottom line. JR and Anthony are committed to helping more Americans like you optimize their income, reduce their tax risk, and reach financial freedom. So let's start the show. Here are your hosts, Anthony Correo and JR Rochford.
Here we are, your hosts, Anthony Correo and J.R. Rochford, taking a break from our day-to-day as financial advisors with Rochford & Associates, fully independent, fourth-generation family office right here in Sun City to bring you information you may not find on those other financial shows. We are aware that the last thing you need is another money show, but we appreciate you being here. Today is August 22nd, and we will actually be recording two episodes this week because our one and only Sam Davis will be out next week. So we're going to double up. This episode will be news and all the standard stuff you're used to getting from us. The second episode we're recording for next week, we'll do more of the financial stuff. We will do some of the stuff you do hear on other financial shows. We're going to switch it up on you. How do you want to start today, JR?
Well, I want to start by saying that we've been on for almost 2.5 years, and this will be the very first time we're going to go a week without recording a fresh episode. So I know a lot of shows, they play repeats, you know, if it's Christmas week, and we have never done this. So I'm kind of excited. We're going to have a week off next week, so you and I can go on vacation and we can go water skiing and hold hands and stuff. So that'll be good. But yeah, Sam's going to be a big corporate thing. So all of the producers are going to be a lot more well-rounded when they come back, and our show's going to improve. Sam's going to be smarter. He's going to be able to rein us in a little bit more. And by us, I mean you, Anthony. So it's going to be good. And our show is, we've wanted to do a show. And I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it's going to be different. It's not going to be articles. You know, it'll still be me ranting and railing, but it's going to be different. It's going to be 100% financial. And we hope you like it. If you don't like it, we'll be back to normal the following week. So anyway,
the following week too, don't we have Malia coming in? We brought her up last week, and I think she's coming in for that September 5th show that we're recording.
I think so. And that'll be a little different too. We need to start getting a few guests on here. You know, I have not heard from Joe Jaquint yet. I need to reach back out and see if we can get him on the show. So I've got a couple other people. Actually, my buddy Doug, that you got to have dinner with yesterday, he asked if he could be on the show. I was like, well, I don't think you have much to say, but sure. So
you've got a lot to say.
Oh, he's got tons to say. I'm just kidding. Doug never runs out of stuff to say. He's like me on steroids. So let's jump into today's show. Today, as you said, is the 22nd of August, and you're probably hearing this on podcasts on Friday or Friday night or Saturday, and on 960 The Patriot, Saturdays at noon. We also, the shows are re-aired Sunday at 1. I have a neighbor that said that some of this it's just overwhelming. Like, it's so much in 1 hour that she has trouble taking it all in. So I texted her last week and I said, well, listen again tomorrow at 1. I mean, you know, I do go fast. I mean, we have a client named Roger that when he first met us, he said, talking to me is like drinking from a fire hose. And I get that. We cover a lot in 1 hour.
Remember too, you can listen to all past episodes on our website if you go to anothermoneyshow.com. It's not like all of this disappears once it's aired once and gone. There are ways to find it pre-recorded.
That is true. And the podcast thing, which is newer for me, but younger people know all about those. It's everywhere. Spotify, Amazon, Google, anywhere. So last week, we had a listener, a fairly new listener. She's been listening for a few months, 90 years old. Super with it, sharp, smart. I don't mean to, you know, imply that normally at 90 you're not. I just, you know, for 90, had I not known she was 90, I would have never dreamed that.
Never would have guessed.
Nope. And we haven't met her yet. This was a telephone appointment. And she, our show is resonating with her. She resonating. Did I say resonating? We're not resigning with this poor woman. She can relate to the show. So anyway, so we had a wonderful conversation. There's stuff we think we can, you know, help her, give a little advice and guidance and, you know, straighten things out a little bit that she has questions on. But I just wanted to give a shout out because we appreciate so much when people call in, when they come in. You know, we had our buddy Kevin, a new friend and client, come in this week, and he brought dog biscuits for the office dog, which is cool. He brought chocolate covered cherries for Sandy, and brought me a bag of Cheetos, which cracks me up because that means he listens to the show fairly closely. One episode, months ago, I said that I was on a new diet, a very strict diet of Cheetos and Tito's. So, thank you, Kevin. He brought in a big, huge bag of Cheetos. I'm a little disappointed there was no bottle of Tito's with it, but baby steps. I mean, we'll get you bringing us more gifts. Anyway, so this has been a wonderful, wonderful time on the radio, and we're making new friends and clients, and it's very cool. So, thank you. So, a lot going on this week. I mean, there's a couple things that I'll just bring up to you. There was a collision. You know, I'm focused. I read a lot of military articles. I get a couple different things sent to me from the American Legion and so forth each week. And a lot of this, I don't find it on mainstream. So it's stuff that I don't, you know, dig into here too much because I don't think it's material to what we do each week. But there was a collision between a Chinese and a Philippine Coast Guard ship on Monday the 19th. The reason that it piqued my interest, there's so much going on geopolitically. You know, geopolitics is one of our 10 pillars. And I'm just, you know, the nuclear power plant in Ukraine that was on fire for a couple of days, and we wondered if it was going to melt down. It doesn't make it to the news. I watch the regular news a little bit. I mean, the art of war, I have to know the enemy. I look at the news like my enemy now because I know they're hiding everything that's important. So, but, you know, things like two ships colliding. Well, you know, if this led to a scrap, you know, do we take the side of China or the Philippines? I have to think stuff like that. You know, I still have a son who's 19. He'll be 20 in September. You know, when's the last time you heard, you know, about the draft? All, you know, the news cycle is so quick. But in 2025, which is not that far out, they're supposedly going to reinstate the draft. And I do worry about these things. And I just think any misstep right now could lead to a second and a third, and then boom, everything pops off. So with that said, moving on a little bit today, financially, today is Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Anthony, Sam, you probably know what that means. Jerome Powell is on stage. He's going to talk about how brilliant he is and what to do next. And are we going to lower interest rates and blah, 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 blah. Sam put in the chat box ski trip. Is he there to ski or is he there to mess up the entire future for my kids and prospective grandkids? I hope he's skiing. I hope he's not talking about finances because he doesn't know what he's doing. But anyway, so we're going to know a lot more today and tomorrow. Today, you know, this week is the big DNC. I got to be really careful because it's not a political show. But you come on. I mean, you know my thoughts. I watched a few clips. Michelle Obama talking about, you know, equality and, you know, when are the rich going to pay their fair share? When's it going to be a fair country? While my understanding is she has at least four different homes of $10 million value or up, Hawaii, Chicago, Washington, Martha's Vineyard. I get really tired of the hypocrisy, you know, a little of the DNC. I'm watching American flags being burned out, you know, out in front of it. You know, I understand they had a, you know, big motor home where you could get an appointment to get a vasectomy or an abortion. I feel like I'm living in really uncertain times right now. And I don't care if you are pro-life or not. All of that, you know, fight amongst yourselves. There's so much to worry about. I want to know who paid for the vans. You know, I mean, I look at it more financially. I mean, watching what's going on, what's coming out of that DNC. I mean, you know, a little of the talk is on price controls. If you do a little bit of digging, and boy, we could do an episode and a half on price controls. You know, let's start talking about the rest of the world. Let's talk about Brazil and Argentina with their inflation. Let's talk about Venezuela. Let's talk about Cuba, you know, the People's Republic of China, North Korea. Let's talk about the world. And you start bringing price controls into this country, you're going to be sorry. And I say it all the time to people. If you're ultra wealthy, to me, that's, you have more than $5 million and at least one home paid off, one vehicle paid off, you know, probably a golf car if you're in Sun City. But if you're wealthy, maybe you don't have to worry about this stuff so much. If this country goes off the rails, you can move to Aruba, Belize. You can go somewhere and get away from it. Although I'm not sure you're going to be safe anywhere on the planet if you're not safe here. But do a little digging on price controls. You know, if Anthony wants to, I'll save time in upcoming weeks to break it down for you because I just don't have time today. But it's scary, you know, something that is going to affect all of us in the middle class. You know what we talked about years ago, and now we have to revisit it? Taxes on unrealized gains. The only difference is for the first time this week, and I heard they were talking about it with your 401k, your stocks, bonds, IRAs, all that. You know what I heard this week? They're also looking at homes. If you bought a home for, let's say, $300,000, and then it rose in price since March of 2020, you know, post-COVID, now it's worth $600,000, but you haven't sold it. What if there's a line item in 2026 or 2027 that says, well, yeah, but you made $300,000. Yeah, that's what it's worth now. Well, I haven't sold it. Right, I understand that. But we're 35, well, at that time, we'll be 40 trillion in the hole. We'll be 40 trillion in debt. So you're going to have to pay tax on that. I mean, you know, is that far-fetched? I mean, I'm sorry. The country's broke. You know, the rich are getting richer.
I don't understand how you could manage tax in unrealized gains. I can talk about it, but I don't know.
I can't either, but they're talking about it too much for my liking. I've heard it over the years. I've heard 20 years ago, I heard the tax deduction on your mortgage interest. I've heard that they're talking about getting rid of that. I've literally heard that for 20 years, and it hasn't happened. The only thing is, 20 years ago, we had what? And I don't know, 10 trillion in debt, 8. Now we have 35. All of these things. You know, you and I talked about a platinum $1 trillion coin a couple weeks ago. It's a joke. You know, the movie Idiocracy that I first learned about through the one and only Sam Davis. The movie is so, it's, you know, chaotic and ridiculous. But, I mean, our country's going that direction. So maybe it is a documentary, as Sam said earlier. I don't know. So, Sam, you're a keyboard warrior today, and I love this. They should first tax Congress on their unrealized stock market gains. You don't understand them versus you, do you? You don't understand the haves versus the have-nots. The golden rule, he who has all the gold makes all the rules. These politicians, they're amazing. You know, I mean, when you look at your Social Security, which is underfunded, you know, when you look at Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all these things that we do have to address sooner than later, you know they're not in that system. You know they have their own retirement plans. You know Nancy Pelosi isn't waiting to, you know, should I take Social Security at 62 or 66 in 11 months or 70? She doesn't have to make that decision. You do. You know, the healthcare system. When the Affordable Care Act came to play on a Friday afternoon after 5 o'clock Arizona time, Senator McCain, thanks a lot. You know, some of this, the SCOTUS was problematic. You do realize they're not in that, right? You know that Joe Biden, with his ongoing medical stuff for COVID and that sort of thing, you know he has private physicians. He doesn't have Humana, Aetna, Blue Cross Blue Shield. This is really, and these people work for us. We pay their salary. You know, before the recording started, we talked for a couple seconds about Bernie Sanders. Bernie's all over the media again this week because of the DNC. Bernie Sanders, my understanding, I've never really even done a Wikipedia search on the man, just because to me he looks like a human. He's kind of like the male version of Janet Yellen, human cartoon. I don't like his ideas. I think we're spiraling towards socialism as it is. By the way, socialism is communism, I think. But anyway, so Bernie, I don't know. You have multiple homes. Apparently they're nice. They're not like, you know, a mobile home, you know, on a few acres of land. Apparently they're very nice. You have sports cars, from what I've heard. You want Medicare for all. So you want health insurance to be like other countries. I want to know how we're going to pay for it. And when I look at families that, you know, when I look at people, middle-class people that have health problems, and then I look at their deductibles and their copays and the crappy insurance they get, and the fact that insurance is all dictated by health insurance companies and not medical professionals, it's a mess. I know it needs to be fixed. I'm not sure the answers. You know, I mean, people get too heated when they talk about it because you're passionate. We're smart. We're critical thinkers. So sometimes we get heated when we talk about it. I'm not sure my limited knowledge of Bernie Sanders that he's going to come up with a solution that I will be happy with. And how I see the country, the more you have, unless you have a certain amount of more, the more you have to lose. Sam, you, Anthony, me, we all, if we have more than, you know, than people that are on the poverty level fence, we have more to lose. I think once you get over $5 million, I think then you're a little bit more weatherproof, a little more bulletproof. But so I don't know. watching the DNC. The little bit that I was able to take in, I was like, oh my gosh. I'm not saying we have easy political choices coming up. Now I'm understanding that RFK is likely to bow out, make an announcement tomorrow. You know, whether he's going to support Trump, that's the leaning that I'm hearing. I don't know. That's going to create more confusion. So we'll see what happens. Speaking of Trump, you know, I mean, we're always waiting for an October surprise. We're talking about a lot of different factors between now and the election. Trump is scheduled to be sentenced for his myriad of crimes and felonies on the 18th of September. So I don't know. I mean, tinfoil hat, how does it relate to finances? I don't know. It's just interesting. If he's sentenced on the 18th to 1 year, let's say in prison, listened to Dave Hodges the other day, and he's saying, what's going to happen if Trump goes to jail for a year? I mean, I don't know. Can he still be elected president? Can he still run the country from behind bars? Is there going to be any uprising from conservatives? They said January 6th was worse than 9/11. You know, could there be another January? Could there be a September 19th? I don't know. What if he's not sentenced? I mean, could there be unrest and fires in the streets because they didn't put him in jail? I don't know. It just, it points out one more thing, that we're in really uncharted territory. So we'll see what happens. One last thing, I do need to move on from the DNC because I know it's really not applicable to this particular radio show. You know, a lot of the platform on the left side of the political aisle is that walls and identification is bad. I mean, right? I mean, we're told that walls are bad. Yet when you look at politicians like Nancy Pelosi, they put up walls around their houses, you know, looking at you or AOC. So, but I mean, I watched some of the video of the fencing and the walls they put up for the DNC in Chicago at the United Center. It's pretty impressive. I understand you're not getting anywhere near the center without an ID. So I don't know. You know, I'm told that it's racist, you know, if you ask for ID to do certain things, but apparently the DNC is, it's not a walls are, man, Sam, you're on fire. Sam put it, I think it's okay, because this is funny and I'm going to say it. He put up walls are bad, but it's spelled W-A-L-Z. So picture that one. So, but yeah, if you don't like walls and IDs, but you want walls and IDs when it comes to you, that's hypocritical. So I'm not sure if that's a good thing. Whew, should I take a breath? Anthony, you want to talk any politics or should I move on to something a little more financial?
I got nothing to say yet.
Yet. Yeah. I hope it's building up. Why don't we go, you know, I mean, let's finish up what could happen between now and the beginning of November. I've been reading a lot about health things, and I made a little list. Apparently, COVID I understand never went away. There's a new strain. This one is supposed to be worse. I didn't last November, cold and flu season, November, December, January, February, I didn't hear much about COVID. I didn't see a lot of masks. I know that there was Purell and hand sanitizer and Clorox wipes and toilet paper at Sam's Club, the one I go to. So last year, I didn't hear much. But now in election year, I'm hearing the new COVID. I think it's N-19, I don't know, something. There's a new one, but it's a new strain of the COVID. I'm hearing it's way worse, way more pervasive, way more deadly. And then I start going further, and I hear that the old monkeypox, remember that from a few years ago? It's now Mpox. I guess that's more hip and cool. Instead of monkey, maybe it's time saving too to say Mpox instead of monkeypox. And then the bird flu is not gone. You know, the bird flu that we have addressed a few times over the months, it's going to go from bird to cow, cow to human, human to we're all going to die. Bird flu is still under the radar. There's a disease X. I guess that means we don't know what it is yet, but there's a disease coming. Bubonic plague. Read about that. The one that piqued my interest, I've only heard about this for the last week. Have you ever heard the term parvo? Parvovirus. Usually I associate it with
dogs.
Yeah, parvo. Dogs get parvo. You know, some people say, I don't take them to a dog park or certain places, you know, when kennel cough, all this stuff. So apparently there is a parvovirus human strain. It's the B19. It's also known as slapped cheek illness. I'm sad that I know this and I can say this stuff to you, but I did find a couple different sources that said that this is a thing. So parvovirus now for people, not just your pets. So, and I did look into it because I'm always trying to figure out how that's going to affect things financially. Take a little peek today at Zoom stock. You remember when we all had to stay away from our offices and we couldn't visit grandma in the senior community and we all had to go on Zoom? I am in an organization called HSP, the Human Services Professionals, and we met for like a year via Zoom instead of in person. Zoom stock is having quite a run here the last couple of weeks. Today, it was bright green when I looked in on it.
Well, it's up 12% today, you know, as of when we're looking at this, but it's still down from, you know, almost 500. It's 68 right now when it was 500 years of words.
Yes, it plummeted. But why is it coming back now? Zoom is not a thing anymore. People do Zoom meetings because they just have Zoom. Most people have the free version. Zoom is kind of that was a huge run up. And then it was kind of a bop, 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 it's gone. And now it's 12% today. That's noticeable. You know, I mean, if you bought in at 500 and you sold it when it was 100, then you lost your shirt on Zoom. But if you look at it right now, it may go up. I mean, 23% down the last 5 years, Sam just put up on the screen. So yeah, I'm tying it together with the fact that if one of those diseases I just read to you, if they grow legs, you might have an opportunity. I'm not giving you stock advice. Believe me, I'm not a stockbroker. But I'm just telling you, you might want to talk to your stockbroker or go into your Schwab account because Zoom might perform nicely over the next 6 months. Just a thought. So I don't know. I just find it funny. I find everything funny. When we get price controls, I wonder what stocks are going to do better because of them. You know, we're a conservative practice. We think you should grow your money after you protect money. We think you should protect and grow in that order. So we're not an exciting practice. When we watch Bitcoin and Dogecoin, all these things, we make a bit of fun about it. And I have a question for you. Bitcoin, Dogecoin, why do they all use the word coin? Is it a coin? If I bought Bitcoin years ago, 2016, I was smart enough to buy it very low, and now I'm a multi-gazillionaire. If I want to cash in my Bitcoin, do I get coin of any sort? I do not. I get the dead Kennedys. I get the dead Lincolns, and I get fiat currency for my Bitcoin. I did ask at a restaurant called Cheddar's a couple of weeks ago, I asked if I could pay for my meal in Bitcoin, and the poor woman didn't really know what that was. So I was surprised she didn't even know what it was, but no, the answer was no. So Bitcoin is still somewhat unusable. And to me, it is still a beanie baby or a tulip, but that's a different story. So anyway, so Dogecoin, all this stuff. And you know, I've been more into my little pocket constitution lately. I want to read this again like I did, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. So Article 1 of our constitution, our amendments, the Bill of Rights, you really need to familiarize yourself because I think that is the roadmap and the blueprint for our country. So Article 1, Section 8 says, to coin money, regulate the value thereof, of foreign coin and fix the standards of weights and measures to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States. We're going to punish people that get away from gold and silver, where we haven't on the fiat currency. And then if you go forward, Randy Miller just pointed out to me 2 weeks ago, go a little further to Section 10, it says no state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit to make anything but gold and silver a coin of tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. What that means to me is Bitcoin is really kind of an illegal currency, just like the dollar, but we'll never address that. You know, and I don't meet many people with any significant Bitcoin, by the way. You would think I would, as much as I bring it up. I just don't. I know a handful of people that have it. I know one person that actually used it brilliantly and turned some of his Bitcoin into a brand new Lexus, cashed out an extra percentage and sent tax money to the IRS, even without being taxed on it yet, and then bought his wife a Lexus. So there is benefit to it. It's if you look at the Constitution, it's somewhat illegal. But a lot of things are, you know, our Constitution has been morphed into a living, breathing document. So who knows how that ends? I won't be here, but we'll see. So, oh my gosh, there's only 3 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about taxes. Let's lead into break on taxes. I understand that Trump came out, I don't know, maybe a month ago and said he wants to stop taxing tips. And then I heard that Harris also said, that's a good idea. Let's stop taxing tips. I've been thinking further about that. The taxing of tips is good. People that are usually you're on the lower end of the income scale. That's good. That's going to help you. You're going to have more money in your paycheck for gas and food and so forth. It's not going to solve our budget. So either side of the aisle, if you think that's going to help our $35 trillion, it's really not, because those aren't big dollars. You know what will? Taxing unrealized gains on our stocks, maybe even our homes. That's what's going to make an impact. We you know, you're never going to get the money. Sorry, Bernie. You're never going to get the money out of the billionaires. They're always going to find a way to do their thing, even if they have to move money offshore, if they have to move to another country, if they have to make new rules in bed with the government to avoid taxes. It's just not going to work. They're not going to have it. But, you know, I'll tell you what, the middle class, you can get taxes from them. You're just going to have to like really dig into it. So I don't know. I mean, this thing with the taxes, I just think it's going to be very low impact. And what if, and here's me being conspiracy theory, what if they're saying this close to the election time? Because a lot of people that are tipped employees, I'm stereotyping, I'm generalizing, I might even be wrong, they're not politically minded a lot of times. My experience on Fridays when I talk to a bunch of people that make a living with tips, they a lot of them aren't even going to vote. They've never voted. So what if you say you're the politician that says, I'm not going to tax your tips. I will vote for that politician if I am a tipped employee. So now all of a sudden, both sides of the aisle are saying, I'm not going to tax your tips. Well, you just added to your voter base enormously. So good on them. Yeah, I know that's a stretch, but I don't think it is. I mean, put on my tinfoil hat, I don't think I need to. I think that's pretty clear. I think a lot of what's going on, a lot of what we hear from politicians and people in charge, they want us to hear it on purpose because they're looking at making sure we care about them. It's very critical this time of year. With that said, where are we, Sam? Should I start taking us into break time or do I have time? You know, I have 1 minute. Let me tell you one more thing. Oxford Gold Group, we brought them up recently. I just found out this morning from Joe over at the Patriot Trading Group, Oxford Gold was A-rated in the Better Business Bureau. Did you know that you have to pay to be a member of the Better Business Bureau? So we need to get into that one day. With that said, why don't we take a break? We are, as usual, we are so glad you're with us. Thank you so much for supporting us and calling us and giving us show ideas and Cheetos. So we will be back. You can reach out to us if you have questions or show ideas or want to set an appointment through our website, anothermoneyshow.com. Email us at team@anothermoneyshow.com or pick up the phone. Give us a call at 623-523-0444. And you will get me or Anthony or Sandy or Loney or maybe the office dog. We'll teach him how to speak. So thanks for being with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Another Money Show.
Remember, all of JR and Anthony's listeners receive a free financial consultation just for listening to the show. Visit anothermoneyshow.com to learn more and schedule an appointment. Thanks for listening to Another Money Show and subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back to Another Money Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend or whenever you hear us to be with us. We greatly appreciate it. As always, we have lots to bring you and very little time to do it, so we'll get right into it. Let's start to doing some of our articles. So, and you know, when we do these articles, the foundation of our show, we want you prepared, not scared. We want you proactive, not reactive. Well, how can we get you prepared if you don't know what's going on? Why, if there's not a little bit of scare, would you bother preparing? So some of the stuff that we bring to you might have kind of a negative slant to it. And for that, I apologize. You know, and I did say after the elections, after some of the geopolitical influences settle down, I am willing to go to a more financial show. I'm actually kind of looking forward to it because Anthony, who is an engineer by trade, is really smart. I mean, he's financial planning is a really good avenue for Anthony. He's got the heart for it. He's honest with people. He doesn't need the government to tell him to be a fiduciary. He is one, but he doesn't need to be told to be one. That's the difference between some of the fiduciaries out there. But Anthony also understands how to do financial planning. He is very detail-oriented, very minutia-friendly. I am 100 and 80 degrees opposite. I am not very smart. I am a horrible person, and I am a storyteller. I'm big picture. I like to rant and rave. I like to tell you why you need to do what you do with financial planning. Anthony comes in and tells you how, the best way to do financial planning. So I think we offset each other nicely. But so, and you know, we may need to talk to you more about financial planning in the near future. So I'm just telling you, I'm gearing up for that.
And by near future, you mean a week from now?
Well, I mean, maybe tomorrow. I mean, maybe, in the next upcoming months. You know, one thing about the people in our government that tell you about our financial matters and the health of our country and so forth. So I'm sure that you heard, it's all over the news, even the mainstream news on this one. So I'm sure you've heard they revised the economy, the unemployment numbers, the job creation numbers. I'm looking at my notes here because I don't want to miss.
Well, you even said that last time. I think that was actually last episode. You said, it doesn't matter because they're going to re-release them anyways.
Well, yeah.
Even if they do re-release them, those numbers still don't matter either, though.
No, this one's a whopper, Anthony. This is the worst revision of the numbers in over 15 years. The end of March, they said the economy created 818,000 less jobs. That's not a oops. That almost seems intentional, like they released very highly erroneous numbers on purpose. I mean, oops, when they talk about 200, 200 a month, you're talking wiping out 4 months of the numbers. That's not a small number. So yeah, they always revise them. I don't hold a lot of weight in the numbers to begin with, but this was just a shocking number. So we'll see how it plays out. You know, I mean, that's a whopper. So moving on, should we do some articles? Hey, you know, I'm really old. I'm 60, and you and Sam are really young, so you probably don't remember this, but when I was a kid, one of the big things when you went on vacation, whether you went to Mexico or Hawaii, T-shirts were huge. Souvenir shops, everything was T-shirts. And they had T-shirts that had an arrow on it pointing to the left or the right. And it said, I'm with stupid. So you get somebody a T-shirt that says, I'm with stupid with the arrow. And everybody chuckled. They had one that, like, parents would go to wherever, Jamaica. And it said, my parents went to Jamaica and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. And I thought, I want to bring that back, but I want to make a T-shirt that says something to the effect of all my money went to Ukraine and all I got was this lousy T-shirt. Anybody listening to AM radio is relating to what I'm saying right now. You guys are rolling your eyes. People on podcasts are like, what the hell is he talking about? Did he finally, his early stage dementia is catching up with him? It probably is. Let's get to articles because now I'm rambling and I don't even understand what I'm saying. So Daily Hodel, one of my very favorite go-to sources because they're quick, they're concise, they have beautiful graphics on their articles. On August 17th. Yeah, August 7th. Good for you, Anthony. You got it pulled up. 94 U.S. banks at serious risk of bank runs. The only reason this article really stood out to me, when we talk about SVB and some of the more obscure banks that nobody's ever heard of, you know, it's like, yeah, I don't bank there. I specifically, years ago, I went to Wells, B of A, and Chase for a reason. They're too big to fail. We're going to give them taxpayer money. Well, no, we're not. Not this time. But, you know, that's the premise. So this one says BNY, State Street, JP Morgan Chase, and Citi. I'll read just a hair of the article. A total of 94 U.S. banks are at significant risk of experiencing bank runs by uninsured depositors if they show financial weakness, according to a new report. It says here, an analysis from Florida Atlantic University finds the billion-dollar banks in question, which include seven of the U.S. financial giants, have all reported a 50% or higher ratio of uninsured deposits to total deposits. Think about that. That means if you have 10 clients that have under $250,000, which is presumably covered by your FDIC coverage, which it's not, but you think it is, that's saying you have another five that have over $250,000 in the bank. So Florida Atlantic University finance professor Rebel, I love that name, Rebel A. Cole, says that banks are more vulnerable to liquidity crisis because of uninsured depositors are motivated to withdraw their funds quickly if they perceive any risk to a bank's stability. The first bank failure of the year, meaning this year, Republic First Bank in Pennsylvania, was number 87 on the previous quarter's list with a 51.5% ratio. These banks at question, big banks like Citi and JP Morgan Chase, you may have heard of them. These numbers are higher. These are in worse shape. Says here, all of the banks on this list are at serious risk of a financial run by uninsured depositors should they exhibit any weakness from the commercial real estate exposures or unrealized losses on securities. Although FDIC-insured banks promise up to $250,000 will be protected in the event of a collapse, the FDIC, Federal Reserve and Treasury Department, used a systematic risk exception to make all depositors whole in last year's high-profile bank failures of Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank.
Yeah, so right there, that right there. Of the like $200 billion that was supposed to be lost, I think they only had, 5% that was actually covered by the FDIC.
Okay.
For Silicon Valley Bank. When they liquidate their assets, I think their loss should have been about $35 billion, if I remember correctly, for SVB. But okay. We've said on this show, because you like telling people to go on FDIC.gov to see the list. But if you watch from their quarterly reports, nothing actually came from the FDIC.
Where'd it come from?
The article says FDIC, Federal Reserve, and Treasury Department. Well, I can tell you for sure that the money didn't come from the FDIC. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, some of these on this list, I mean, it didn't mention what SVB's was, but it's saying the percent uninsured is like 100%.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have 100% uninsured? It's just insane to me, but it makes sense because if there's weirdness, you're going to want to pull from these banks first if you know your money's uninsured, but too big to fail. Happened in 2008. It's going to happen again. I mean, bail-ins could definitely happen again, but bail-ins are going to happen for you and I, and they're not happening for these banks.
Correct. No, you're absolutely right. And it should be scary to people. And, you know, if we get you scared and then you say, well, now how do we get prepared? Pay down debt. Buy hard assets. Have some physical cash at home. You could even let us introduce you to some conservative financial planning concepts, which we are going to spend an entire hour next week on. We have no articles for next week. Kind of excited in a way. It's going to be 100% money, money, money. So, yeah, no, this is frightening. We have told you for 2 years that the commercial real estate, you know, when it starts tipping, which it is now, when you can buy an office building in New York City for 10% of its retail value, that means it's starting now. We told you it was going to start at the end of 2024 and go into 2025 and be pretty much the peak will be over by 2026. So we'll see how we fare. But I can tell you, and I've said for a long time, let's talk about regular people that don't have millions in the bank for a second. If you have $50,000 at, let's use Chase because everybody's heard that name. Let's say you have $50,000 at Chase and you had to go get money right now, today. You need it today for your grandkids or to buy a motorcycle or whatever. You go into Chase and they're probably only going to give you $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000, maybe up to $5,000. Let's use 5,000 because the numbers are even. So you'll get 10% of your money. If you're me and you're thinking that there's a problem, you should get that money out of Chase or leave 10% of it there and put $10,000 at 5 different banks because you're still only going to get 1, 2, 3, maybe up to 5,000 from each of the banks. But let's say you can get 5 out of each bank. You just got half your money back. You got $25,000 in one day. Versus $5,000 at one bank in one day. So act accordingly. And if you think I'm being too extreme on my thinking about how much trouble the banks are in, you really need to do some research. You're right, Anthony. I love telling people, If you go to FDIC.gov, their own information, when you get your way to statistics at a glance, they have 1.17% insured coverage on our under $250,000 deposits. And then go to the 2010 Dodd-Frank, remember Bonnie Frank? Go to the 2010 Dodd-Frank regulation and start reading about a bail-in and then do a little research, and you will be mortified at what's coming with the banks. They have no money. You know, we talk a lot about fractional reserve. Most people don't understand it. The banks used to have a governmental requirement to keep reserves when they take in all the depositor assets. That was waived on March 16th of 2020. And COVID's long gone. You know, well, the new COVID's coming, the N whatever. So, but COVID has been long gone. I wish you were with me when the tech bubble burst. I wish you were with me when a plane hit a building. I wish you were with me for 2008. You have never seen the psychology of financial planning when all these people that are an 8, 9, or 10 on the 1 to 10 risk scale become a 2 to 3. Everybody.
Nobody is an 8 unless they're losing money. Nobody.
Yeah, they all are. And you know that. You know, everybody that comes to us. You know what? It's funny because people don't want to lose money. You know, you do your 10 question financial needs analysis. We can make pie charts. We can do graphs. I mean, we can do all that fancy stuff. And everybody's a risk taker. But you haven't seen it yet. But when people pucker up, they run the other way. These 8, 9, and 10s, when they become 2, 3, and 4s, it's shocking. It is shocking. So, and my thing is,
worry about it now because right? The Fed, Jerome Powell, is going to drop rates. And we're just going to give away free money like we love doing. And then we're going to keep buying into the market.
I, you know what? I love to argue with you. There's nothing you just said that I disagree with because this is so full of crap. Unfortunately, the big BRICS meeting is October 22nd, 3rd, and 4th. And the night of the shift may be a real thing. The basket of currencies may take over. The rest of the world is tired of us. I mean, it is what it is. The trillion-dollar plan, I'm going, if you add everything up, our days are numbered. The compact with the Saudi Arabia, the 50-year compact to trade petrol in the U.S. dollar, it's over. I sent you.
We're only going to buy EV cars, and then we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, and boy, try to make sure you have a fire extinguisher in your EV when they explode. Those things are hard to put out. I mean, God, good luck. I saw a Tesla truck up close and personal. There was one in front of Paulie's Little Bite of Italy in Sun City, a beautiful restaurant if you haven't been there. He now has a fountain in the dining room. It's called the Paulie Falls.
Falls. I haven't been in a while. I'll have to go see that.
We were there last weekend with your cousins, Jan and Bobby, wonderful people, and we got to sit next to the Paulie Fall. It's just amazing what that man's done to that restaurant. So anyway, so Tesla truck there. Ugly piece of crap.
I like it a lot. For how ugly it is, things are stupid fast too. I'm in.
I like the ones that they paint. I at least like the ones that I've seen that are like wrapped or whatever. I saw one that was one of those, I don't know what you call it, iridescent or whatever. It was like, it looked purple at one angle, blue. So anyway.
Just the right amount of ugly. I figure that's how my mom viewed me as a baby.
Once again, I'm speechless. You're not ugly. You are the eye. We haven't mentioned that while. You are the eye candy of the office. Ladies.
Ooh, but that bar is real low.
It's not. We're not.
Well, then we got the puppy.
Office dog.
Puppy's
cute. Puppy is gorgeous. So, ladies, Anthony is single, never been married, no kids, no baggage. Boy, he's got a ton of mental baggage, but he's got no physical baggage, and he's 34. So, as they say in My Cousin Vinny, his biological clock is ticking. So, ladies, I expect you to send a photo to team@anothermoneyshow.com. Anthony has a certain type, too. If you're his height or shorter, need not apply. Anthony likes him tall, I've noticed. Sam's going to try to get Anthony scheduled for the next season of The Bachelor. That's a good idea. And I'm not trying to tell your personal business, but I really don't think you're very transparent. You should be a politician. Anthony's got a brand new Corvette. So if we weren't related, I would think about dating you. Wait, I'm too short. I'm only 5'7", so I'm not.
I don't have a new Corvette. The bank has a new Corvette.
Yes, but you are very, very financially responsible, and you
want to ship it up to Canada, then it'll be mine.
Canada, I can't wait to move to Canada. I mean, I'm gonna send Jay up there when the draft gets here. So let's go to another article. This is one that has grown legs. I know a lot of people are asking about it and talking about it. Not enough people, but enough that I thought I'd dig into it here. USA Today. on the 18th of August. The title of this one, 2.9 billion records, including Social Security numbers, stolen in data hack. What to know? I'm going to sum it up for you. This one, I don't have to read a lot. First of all, if you've ever had any dealings with the Veterans Administration, if you've ever stayed at a Marriott property, if you've ever had a phone with T-Mobile, I can list so many letters I've gotten personally from people I do business with, because yes, I have T-Mobile. I'm getting ready to switch, though. I'm tired of T-Mobile, their billing practices. So if you have any suggestions, Pure Talk or what is it, Patriot Mobile?
Mint Mobile. Go hang out with Ryan Reynolds.
Is that the old Cricket? Is that the old Cricket Mobile? Are they green?
I think so. Yeah.
Sounds green. So
Verizon is actually pretty solid, but it is not cheap.
Right. Well, and I heard that Patriot Mobile, which is like they put their earnings in a more conservative thing, not so much DEI and so forth. I heard that they use the cell towers of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. So they could very well be just as reliable. But anyway, moving on from our phone discussion, Sam did put in the chat, they all suck. I think that's what we all know. It's like all the cable people. Should I get CenturyLink or Cox? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Which logo do you want to see on your monthly email that they're raising your rates and that there's an outage? It's a pick 'em. So anyway, moving on. With this hack, all right, couple things that hit me quickly. One thing is, I promise you, your Social Security number, whoever you are listening to us, your Social Security number has been breached. We are all, at this point, a victim of identity theft. Whether we are the lucky ones and somebody actually uses it to open up a home equity line of credit, or they use it for medical debt, or they do whatever, they do title stealing and all this stuff you could drive yourself crazy worrying about. It's like the movie The Hunger Games or The Mockingjay. Are you going to be the last one standing? I mean, they have your information. So this hack, there's only how many people in the country? I think it's like 300 million or something. There's only 8 billion people on the planet or thereabouts. I'm not good with number or math. This is, 2.9 billion. That to me, I equate that to about 3 billion people. That means a third of the world's address. I mean, and they got it all, by the way. This thing here, it says here, what's included in the data breach? Says here, stolen file includes.
Just why can't you use that line of reasoning for everything else? Like, why are you worried? It's already gone. Like, I'm so happy that's
saying,
your response.
We're about to get to
that's my response to everything. And you only apply it
to a fault.
To everything.
You're such a sponge. You don't fight. Our job is to sound alarms and scare people so they get prepared. And you're like, why bother? There's always been something to worry about.
No, I think we should prepare people, but you prepared me. You scared me. I got prepared, and now I don't worry.
But I want you to worry a little bit. Sorry, my doggy doorbell just let me know that either Jay is home or Amazon is here. So I muted myself long enough to yell at the dog at the top of my lungs. So anyway.
Going back to those papers that you say that you've received, because I've received those too, some from the same company as you. They are hilarious. If you've ever read through them. Essentially says, we lost all your information. Here's what you can do to better not lose your information next time. I was like, I didn't lose it at all. You did. But they put all the blame on you. It's like, ooh, that's what you get for trusting me. You probably shouldn't have done that. So,
and they're going to give you 1 year of free credit or monitoring.
Luckily, company next year will also lose your credit and all of your personal information. So you'll just have a lifetime of this rolling protection because somebody new will lose your information.
By the way, conversation with Kevin. We had a conversation 2 days ago. LifeLock and all these, the owner years ago put his social in their marketing campaign. Then he got hacked. And they said, well, we can't prevent all identity theft. You know what they are? They're restoration companies. I have the one through Dave Ramsey's thing. I have Xander. So, I pay $300-$400 a year because it makes me feel a little better, like I did something to try to protect myself from the Hunger Games. But, what I have it for, if and or when it actually affects me personally, I will go to them and say, help me fix this stuff. So that's where I have it. But back to a couple things from this article, and then I'm going to get to what you should do about it. Even though you're right, Anthony, it wasn't your fault that it got hacked. It includes names, address histories, relatives. So even if you get hacked, I'm in trouble, Anthony. Social Security numbers dating back at least 3 decades. You were 4 and they had your address down there in Phoenix. So just, you know, it's scary. Ooh, we're all scared. We're all going to die. So money.com recommends taking the following steps. I'm going to give you my opinion on this in a second. Make sure your antivirus is up to date. Perform security scans. Bah, bah, bah. We all know that. Malware, all this. Update your passwords for bank accounts, email accounts, and other services that you use. Make sure you use a strong and different password for every account. Uppercase, lowercase, numbers, punctuation marks, blah, blah, blah. Use multi-factor authentication for accounts. Yeah, that. Why didn't you guys use that over at the government where all this information was stored? Hey, Marriott Hotels, why didn't you use a stronger password, including uppercase and lowercase? Why didn't you update your malware software? Because people can penetrate all this. It's the luck of the draw. Check your credit report and any unauthorized use of your credit cards. You should always do that. Be careful with your email and social media accounts. Beware of phishing. So this list is stuff that we all know. So do your best to be safe. You know, the question I had a couple of people ask last week, should I freeze my credit? You can. I mean, if you're not in the process of, you know, buying a new car or a new home, it's not a bad idea. It's a little bit of a hassle factor, but you should always freeze your credit if you don't need it. Sure. Then they can't apply with your social. You got to go to TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. You got to go to all three. If you freeze it at one, that doesn't freeze it at all three, by the way. So, boy, Sam, we're down to 5 minutes already. We get the warning clock going already. So the bottom line of this stuff, they already have your information. Be aware of your surroundings. I do recommend to people, you know, pretty often, a lot of our online banking now, I know, you know, my Credit Union West does this, BMO does this. They let you look at your credit report on one of the three anytime you want and go in every day and look at my FICO score, and I can look at my history. So they make it really easy to watch your stuff. That's what I would do if I were you. Moving on. We've got a couple more minutes. Let's talk about a couple articles here. This one is from the Center Square on the 19th of August. California advances zero down, no payment home loans for undocumented immigrants. I like this. I think that's good. So the California Senate Appropriations Committee advanced a bill to allow undocumented immigrants to make use of the state's, isn't the state of California broken? I thought they were fell into the ocean. Zero down, no payment home loan program, an expansion the legislature says would create significant cost pressures. Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. The social and economic benefits of the home ownership should be available to everyone. That's fair. That's equitable. As such, the California Dream for All program should be available to all. Yes, clearly. When undocumented individuals are excluded from such programs, they miss out on a crucial method of securing financial security and personal stability for themselves and their families. That sounds very true. I mean, luckily, they're given, you know, Visa cards and phones, and they're given other stuff to help cushion that unfair treatment. And by the way, if you're here illegally, I'm fine with you being here. We need workers. We need to replace the birth rate that's dwindling quickly in this country. But go back home and apply for a citizenship. Come through the door, not the window. The Appropriations Committee analysis said expansion would create unknown significant cost pressures. That's my problem. California, you're broke. Rest of the country, you're broke. But California, you seem to lead the way. Potentially in the millions annually to
why
provide.
Why are we giving anything to illegal citizens? Like, if they're not legal citizens, why are they buying homes here?
Because they vote. I mean, said the quiet part aloud. Because we're compassionate. We're still the world's police. We're the world's we because we are the most.
That's so ridiculous. You know it's ridiculous. I know it's ridiculous. We don't have to spend a ton of time on that.
But I like my dry sense of humor and my sarcasm. So. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's ridiculous, and we don't have to spend time on it, but we kind of do because every week I have never run out of examples on how we are spiraling toward tipping, game over, literally going into our lifestyle like they have in Cuba, Argentina, Brazil, Venezuela, you name it. So we are out of time. Anthony, do you want to take us out? Oh, and don't forget, next week you're going to get something completely different. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to give us your feedback. Let us know if you enjoyed it or not.
I mean, it's just next week we are recording right after this show, our week or show for next week. And we're going to make it more financial and try to answer some questions that we've gotten from people. But anyways, that's it for today's show. If you like what you heard, have questions on any of the topics, or you want to sit down with us to review your personal situation, you can reach us at team@anothermoneyshow.com. Find us on the web, Another Money Show, wherever you like and subscribe to podcasts. Remember, there is no minimums. It's no cost for appointment. Nothing to lose by getting a second opinion on your financial situation. We'll see you again next Saturday at noon right here at 960 The Patriot.
Thanks for listening to Another Money Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation, visit anothermoneyshow.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Rochford Financial are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.